Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
And we.
And Butts.
Butts.
And Butts, apparently. Butts.
We are drinking. Because we are drinking.
Because, yes.
Yes. We are having is it racist to say ghetto?
I think it might be.
Technically, yes.
Okay. We are having a...
Although, good luck figuring out which group to apply that to. But
indeed. We are having
discount?
Slapdash?
No. A economically recessed tequila sunrise.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So, we're going to be talking a bit about Febtoberfest in a little bit.
Yeah, we are.
But one of the things I made was orange cream soda. And that's what we got in this. So it's tequila and this orange dreamsicle soda that I made, and a little bit of grenadine to give it the sunrise appearance. And it is quite lovely.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
So glad
how
you can
see it. Though.
All right, here I go.
Alley-oop.
Yeah.
I can definitely taste the donkey.
Yep.
Yep. Yes. Oh, sparkle donkey.
Only the finest sparkle donkey for my economically recessed tequila sunrises.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Yeah, I'm on the fence on it, too.
Yeah, I'm not, like, grossed out, but I'm not, like,
yeah.
Huh.
Yeah,
I'm
I'll finish
like,
this glass.
I mean, I have to say, your carbonated beverage contribution is probably the best part of this.
Probably, yeah.
Pretty, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Pretty handily.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, but that donkey, man. Hi, donkey. Oh, hello, donkey.
Well, hello, donkey.
No.
Well, I guess we'll transition directly into Febtoberfest.
Yeah,
why
let's do
not?
That.
We were all there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... Although, if we talk about Febtoberfest, then everything is out of order.
That's fine. We can go backwards.
Yeah.
All right. So, I went to bed, and then I got home, and then I left the... Okay, no.
Oh, God.
Yes.
So, we'll start with Febtoberfest, and then we'll go back to the morning. So, Saturday was Febtoberfest.
Yay!
And I have not been able to do nearly as much as I was wanting to do as far as making stuff.
Right.
You know, in past years, I've gone all out.
Your life has been a little hectic.
Yeah,
slightly.
Listeners will know that my wife has had influenza and strep throat at the same time, and you know, various other.
Because she's an overachiever.
Yeah, I know, right?
She doesn't half-ass this shit.
Whole asses.
So just things have been busy, and so I was only able to make one beer. I made the winter spiced Irish ale, which James likes very much.
Mm.
I didn't try it.
Day of, I ran to this brew store and I got the flavored syrup for the orange soda, threw that together and let that carbonate while I was in the shower, and then raced to the hall and shook the shit out of the keg to force carbonate it. Because for those that don't know. You know, the way you normally want to carbonate a keg is to put the gas on it and let it sit for a week, you know, and let that carbonation push into the liquid.
Untis.
What you can do is if you agitate the shit out of it, you can basically mix the carbon dioxide into the liquid.
That's right. Call it names. Present dissenting opinions.
Right. You know,
and so...
On the
so
internet.
So, it's called force carbing, and it is a bit rough. You know, you will usually
This all sounds very non-consensual, the way
you're describing it.
It sounds like weightlifting.
If it's not done right, what you can do is get a very, very big head with no, like, the carbonation on, like, a very flat liquid under a very big head. Is basically what
like
you can
that
get.
Once.
No, and so so it's easy. It's very easy to go. Oh well, this has been carbonated because you pour it and it's just very foamy.
Yeah.
And that's not the case where you really need to get it mixed into the liquid because otherwise, like I said, there's just flat liquid underneath, and so it's a good hour of just shaking. But we got there, and people seemed to like it. So, other than that, yeah, it was Septoberfest. It was what we've done in the past. God knows how many years.
I drank so much birch beer.
Yeah, Jenna went crazy on the birch beer.
It was
really tasty. I gotta get Mike's recipe off of that.
Yay!
Make me some birch beer right now.
Salsa, we're stopping the podcast. You're going to make me some birch beer.
Yeah, not so much. I don't know how to make it yet.
Oh, yeah.
We can stop the podcast until I find out how to make it.
All right, and then we'll make it, guys.
No.
It'll be a few weeks.
Get your ass back here, James.
So, yeah, I don't know how to make it yet. But yeah, those that don't know, birch beer is similar to root beer. But instead of being made with like sarsaparilla root and mm-hmm. and vanilla and all these other things, it's made from birch bark. Mm-hmm. It has the same kind of idea as a root beer in that mm-hmm. it's like steeped tree parts.
Sure.
So it's similar, but it has a little bit of a lighter. Mm-hmm. I want to say effervescentness to it. It's not quite so because sarsaparilla
and it's super minty.
Because root beer has a heaviness to it. It's got like a molasses. It's got licorice anise. You know, vanilla. It's got that in there. Whereas birch bark is a bit lighter. However, aspirin is made from willow bark, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a different tree, but it is kind of that idea. And some people get a very aspirin-y flavor out of birch beer. Like, my wife hates birch beer because she just tastes medicine.
Gotcha. I was going to say, and it does, to me, it tastes a little medicinal, mm-hmm. but...
I've never tasted it. I've never looked for it, though. I wonder if I look for it now.
The one we had this weekend, that's the one that she was drinking. And she was like, I don't like this one. It just tastes like aspirin.
Well, but it might also be one of those things you don't notice it until somebody mentions.
Oh no, I still
have you just ruined birch beer for me.
No, I still didn't notice it. I thought it was fucking amazing.
Yeah, I did too.
We had Burning Brothers again. Donated some growlers of beer, and they were amazing, super super good.
They really are nice. Some of the nicest human beings.
56 Brewing donated a keg.
Yeah,
of their Choco Coco Stout Porter. That was super good. And we had, I want to say, another 110 gallons of homemade brew.
Mm. Wow.
Just around. Not quite as much as we have had in the past, but we had more taps running, and so we did not have to do a flip halfway through the night.
I noticed that.
There was no pause service swap stuff out. It was everything was on all night.
There was no like diving klaxon.
Yep.
To notify.
It was just a good relaxing. It was what Febtoberfest is supposed to be. It was mm-hmm. just people drinking and having a good time and making those soft pretzels disappear in a matter of moments.
Oh my god!
And
I didn't get one again this year.
I just barely managed to grab one.
I was
telling everybody that as soon as Matt got there, Matt Alex may rest his soul. As soon as they got there, everybody needed to tell him, "Oh man, they're all out, man." I was planting that seed everywhere. It was good. This year we didn't have that, like, standout beer. Like in past years, there's always been, like, it's all been good, but then there's that one where everybody is talking about it, and the keg just gets emptied within a matter of hours, and it's just that one that is the talk of the hall. And we really didn't have that this year. Everything was just good, and everybody enjoyed what they were drinking, and everybody had their favorites, but there was nothing that was like a like, holy shit, you need to have this one if you haven't had it yet. That was Febtoberfest. I mean... It was good fun had by all.
Yeah, I really appreciate the atmosphere.
Yeah, and we have, you know, we've gotten to know the owner pretty good over the last few years, and he trusts us completely right now. You know, in the like
sucker.
In the first year that we had it there, you know, we were like, he was like, "What is this event?" And it was like, "Well, we brew beer and we give it to people." And it was like that's it. And so in his head, he is picturing a frat party.
Right.
Like, he is picturing people just...
The opening to Animal House.
Puking out the windows, you know, stumbling home drunk, getting in bar brawls, and you know, like, he's horrified.
Right.
That this is what we are bringing to his hall. And so that first year, he stalked the place, like, the whole time, just, like, looking, and he'd walk by and be like, hey, would you like a beer? And he'd be like, no. in his thick, thick Polish accent, no. And he just, like, darting around nervously the whole time. And he just seemed shocked.
That
he was so shocked that everybody was just having a good time. There were kids running around. Mm-hmm. Nobody was spilled. Like, we couldn't serve beer in the ballroom area that first year.
Right.
Because, and nobody was spilling their drinks everywhere and stuff like that. And the evening got done, and, like, without any prompting, just we told everybody to leave directly at 11. Everybody mm-hmm. got up, left. We had, you know, people were putting chairs together. We were out of there by, like, midnight, and we had mopped the floors. And he was just like, who are you people?
Yeah.
What is... What just happened? You know, like, we're mopping the floors, and he's like, you don't need to do that. You don't need. It was like, no, it's cool, man. We've already got the mop out. Oh, we'll just finish it up now. And he's like, but you don't have to. What? and so that second year and every subsequent year, he's relaxed a little bit. He's like, oh, okay, no. So that second year, he was like, let me get a taste of that, you know. And now he just shows up, and he goes to his office upstairs, and he occasionally comes down and gets a drink, but otherwise we never see him. He loves us, and at the end of the night, he comes out and he shakes all of our hands, and it's pretty cool. So that's what you get when you are respectful and are not jerks. And
win,
like I said,
win over the Polish guy.
Yeah, we're out of there by 11:45, and just everything is clean and put together and away, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you know, there's no messes and everything. Like, so we had a major spill in the big keg cooler in the main bar area. It doesn't have a drain. It just has it just has a tray in the bottom.
Yeah.
But we think one of the kegs had a leak, because there was like an inch of beer at the bottom of that thing when we got done. And so we were like, oh, so we told him about it. We were like, you know, did the drain get plugged? And he was like, there's no drain. It's this trap. And I was like, okay. So, like, we had while everybody else was doing stuff, we had a couple people like bailing beer and cleaning that out. And like I said, by 11:45, that was empty. It had been cleaned on the inside.
Nice.
Like, everything was taken care of, and we just did it.
Yeah.
You know? So
it's amazing how much accolade you can get for just being a responsible human being.
Right? It's mm-hmm. weird.
Right.
All right. So that was Septoberfest.
Yeah.
Yay. And we're all there.
Mm-hmm. Who wants to talk about what happened that morning?
Well, I went to Updown. Yeah, James and I were at Updown for a while.
That was in the afternoon just before.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, because we're going backwards.
Yeah. Actually, if we're going backwards, I went over to what I have named the Boothie Love Shack.
Boothie Love Shack.
Yes. But yeah, I was over there. There was a going away thing for a dear friend of ours, moving to Seattle. So have fun with that.
Indeed. Go.
Well, it was just hanging out at the house and everything mm-hmm. else. But my day had been so full up until that point, I ended up taking a nap.
Oh,
I felt bad. Like,
just having you there. They love people.
But yeah, like, I was also awake for a good chunk of that. But mm-hmm. I also was like, dude, I need a nap. I'm tired. I'm old. I'm tired. I need a nap. I've been drinking all day and fucking
got a lot more drinking to do.
Got more to do. I actually did. Well, and that's the thing at Febtoberfest. I didn't. I had a cider.
Uh huh.
And that was delightful. And then I had birch beer because it was amazing and delicious.
So
I was sober for Febtoberfest, which, weird.
Febsoberfest?
Febsoberfest. Salsa just shakes his head.
Yeah,
no, you're doing it wrong.
I was going to ask you if you were, if you took part in the signing of the book. I did.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I made sure to go over there.
Yeah.
It's like, even if I have to pass out on somebody's bed for a little bit, I am taking part in this. So, yeah. And I wasn't able to be there for the presentation, but I was sent pictures, so very happy about that. But yeah, as a going away present, listeners, for this friend of ours, one of our friends put together a picture book and with all of her friends and everything, and just we all signed pictures. So yeah, and it was she cried. Just which I would have done like a baby. But yeah, so then before that I was at Up Down, and I fucking love Up Down. And we played skee-ball.
Up Down girl, she's in
playing skee-ball and she's
no, although I did play skee-ball
some pinball.
And I didn't get to play pinball. I was sad.
Yeah.
But played skee ball, and like my first time up, I just bam, 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 and got 240, and I was like, "What bitches?" And dropped the mic.
Untis.
And then Josh got 240, so I was like, "Well, fuck that shit." And then I got like 270, I think. I got 270. And I was like, boom, what? And then I think I got, like, after that, like, I'd started incrementally going up. I got 280. And I was like, fuck, I'm getting a 300. I never got to 300. No. And I was the reigning champion until some son of a bitch got 290.
Well, who the fuck would do that? That
fucking asshole. I hate you. I hate you, James. I hate you.
Was it me?
It wasn't you, Salsa.
Oh, okay.
You weren't there.
Some other asshole.
I made an assumption based on what you said.
So. You know what happens when you make assumptions?
You're often sometimes correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say sometimes correct, not often correct.
It depends on who you ask.
Well, maybe you're not.
Oh.
It depends on who's doing the assuming.
Yeah, on whose ass is doing the umption.
And I had a date like that once.
You had a mystery date like that once.
Yeah. And then before that was some other thing where I watched a bunch of people jump into a frozen lake because they're dumb.
Yes.
I live streamed that, by the way, Fearless page.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, so I went to live stream this event, the Polar Plunge, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. I went to live stream it, and then, like, my phone stopped. And I wasn't sure if I had gotten everybody or not, and I was just sad. Like, so where the live stream for that cuts off, which, listeners, if you want to see it, you can go to Fearless Comedy Productions on Facebook.
Yes.
And you can watch these dummies jump into a lake. yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that for you. For you, dear listeners. Aww. For you. So yeah, you guys should talk about the actual jumping, because I didn't.
Okay, so the plan was we were all going to dress like we were about to take a shower. So someone was in charge of robes. We got comedy robes. We put on lake-safe oatmeal masks and shower caps, and then carried implements of shower destruction.
Yes.
And so I have like a loofah on a reachy stick. And I jumped into the lake, and it's usually, like, as much as it's bitterly cold, I'm usually able to just kind of, like, get through it. But this year, it just hit so much harder for some reason, and it may have been the temperature.
No, it was really fucking cold
this year.
Like, fuck, man.
I just started screaming. I was just, and I thought I was the only one until, like, from behind me, I hear Jesse go, "Move! Get up the stairs! Go! Now! Go! Go!" And in the picture, you can see her, like, driving me forward. My hair is standing on end just thinking about...
I will say I think that one was the coldest I've been in.
Yeah.
Like, that one was brutal cold.
Yeah.
A lot of the other ones, it's like, you jump in, you pop up, you go, whoa, that was cold, and then you read, like, this
right,
one
which
was,
is what I'm used
this
to.
This one, you hit the water, and you were like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, made a beeline.
Oh,
shit. I usually, like, wait and help, and I was just like, out of the now, getting now, going, now. I was leading the charge out of the water, yeah. Fuck. But yeah, I ended up, there's a store that does running shoes right in the Calhoun Commons, it's strategically placed right next to what is now Bede Makaska, and they are extraordinarily kind. If you're ever looking for running shoes, anything like that, I highly suggest going there. Not only was I impressed by the regular price of their shoes, but they said, hey, what are you doing with these shoes? And I was like, I'm jumping into a lake. And they said, oh, we've got a bunch. You can just have a donated pair because we can't sell them.
Oh.
So I went in there looking for a pair of cheap shoes, and I was like, yeah, I need something I can wash, right? I need something I can throw into the washer and dryer. And they were like, they should be okay. For what are you going to be doing with them? And I was like, I'm going to go jump in a lake. And they said, well, we've got a few pairs that you can look through and you can just have one.
Just have it.
So yeah, those people are amazing. I completely recommend, because they were also extremely helpful. They were like, yeah, if you find that these are comfortable in and out of the lake, then these are all like 35% off right now.
Nice.
So, yeah. Yes. I wholeheartedly recommend. They're directly across from the Burger Jones.
Okay. So, yeah. What was the name of the place again?
And that's what I actually have to look up. Because I suck. Yeah.
Okay. Well, while James is looking that up, Friday night I went to see Raisin in the Sun.
Yes.
With a hot date. And by hot date, I mean Duck's wife.
Oh, yes.
Because she had a spare ticket. Like, I had purchased tickets to go see it the weekend before, but then we got hit with all that snow, and I was like, I'm done. So, yeah, I did actually get to see Raisin in the Sun. I highly recommend it, but I can't remember Park Theater in St. Paul, I want to say.
Hmm.
But it was really well done, and I forgot how much just hits to the face that play was. Like, oof, that hurt. Oh god, more. But yeah, no, it was incredibly well done, a very good cast. Duck Washington makes an appearance. He is in fact in that show.
Yeah.
With
a fantastic mustache.
Oh my god, that mustache. it's pretty impressive. And not like impressive, like if I say that you're thinking like a handlebar mustache or,
right,
or something. Like, no, it's small and dainty and impressive. Like, mm-hmm.
It so, looks like weirdly perfect for Duck.
It creeps me out a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't quite look Duck in the face right now, which is really awkward because we're working on production for Caucasian Grass Pandas. I'm like,
sure.
I can't. Don't make me look at you. But yeah, no. So I did actually get to see Raisin in the Sun.
Nice.
And Duck's wife is a wonderful lady. I love hanging out with her and chatting. And yeah, Duck did a really good job. And then after we saw that, I did this backwards or forwards. Shit. God damn it. We went to Due Nord.
Oh, yes.
Because they hadn't been. And I know people there now, you know. So I got to show them the ropes. But yeah, we went to Due Nord and had a couple drinks and just hung out. And it was a lovely Friday evening.
Awesome.
What about you guys, Friday evenings?
Well, the name of the shoe company is the Lakes Running Company. I did remember it correctly, but I wanted to make sure that I got it right.
Right, yeah.
And I thought for some reason that I would that the Lakes Running Company was not correct, but it is. And they're fantastic people and very helpful. So,
yay.
Yeah. What about your Friday night, Salsa? What did you do on Friday?
I don't think I did anything on Friday.
pretty sure you did something. Did something happen on Friday? Well, not like necessarily of note, but you probably like had dinner and you know, put the kids to bed.
I can't think of anything.
All right. What about Thursday?
I feel like you're leading me to something, and I can't think of what it is.
I'm not actually leading you to anything.
Just curious.
I'm just curious if you had other things going on in your life.
Well, I mean, yes, there have been other things, absolutely, that have happened. My wife has finally, like, gotten not sick.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So now my kids are.
Yeah. Yes. That is
we're all just waiting for you to get it.
Yeah. No, well, I hope I don't, because I've got a play in, like, next weekend.
All right.
That I'm doing for Philip Andrew Bettelode. So I really don't want to just walk in with strep for that.
No.
Because, no, that would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've been... It's
Avant! Blah, blah, forsooth!
It has been a rough ride. I'm just like... And I'm not trying to, like, complain or make it sound like...
Legitimate.
But it has been... It has been difficult because if it hasn't been fucking one thing, it's been another. It was my wife was sick with everything, and so I was watching the kids and basically, you know, single parenting them, and then she finally got better, and then the kids got sick, and because she missed all of the school because she was sick, now I'm staying at home and working from home.
Right.
Also while watching sick kids that have fevers. And the strep tests thankfully came back negative.
Okay.
But you know, they're still not feeling well. And oh, by the way, I'm on call this week.
Yeah.
And so like 5 a.m. I got a phone call saying this is not working. And it's just like I'm fucking and I of course Saturday wasn't a very restful day because holy shit. Though I will say jumping in that lake woke me the fuck up. I don't know about anybody else. Yeah, no, I was awake. It's been long. But thankfully, you know, the end is in sight. This weekend is the state high school hockey tournament. And as always, I have tickets to that. And in fact, not only do I have like my ticket, but my landlady who has the tickets, she and her whole family like have plans this Saturday, like they're leaving town. Instead of just having my one ticket, you know, they're going to be going on Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday for like the finals, they're not even in town, so it's just like I've got all the tickets. I can just
I
can take my whole family.
Aww.
And just go to the hockey game on Saturday.
The kids are feeling better because they'll love that.
Right? Oh, yeah. No, the kids will fucking lose their shit over that. Are you kidding? They love, you know, going to watch hockey. But so that's coming up. And then next weekend, like I said, I've got this show. And then after that's Pi Day.
Yes.
Which day is Pi Day? I haven't...
24th.
Shit.
We're doing Pi Day on the 24th.
I did not realize that or I would not have...
Sent out an invitation months ago.
I don't think I have it. You may have sent it to me. It's not on my list.
I mean, if you...
That's unfortunate, because that's when the Boothies were going to do a thing.
Oh, yeah?
And I told them that day would be fine, so now I just feel like a dick.
Yeah, whatever. If you don't make it, you don't make it.
No, I'm going to make it for Pi Day. Fucking... Yeah. I had to miss out last year because I was sick, and I had all of these pies that I was going to make.
That's right.
And fucking...
No, yeah.
We are already planning out...
Pi Day is the tradition.
We are already planning things out, and...
Shit. All right.
So I have one more short thing, and then I will be done. So my wife was feeling better, you know, a few days ago, and it had been almost a month since we had been friendly. Because she's been sick or things have been everything has been a mess. So so we were having fun and. We were trying to be quiet. We got done, and I went to the bathroom, and the door opens, and Lilibeth pops her head out, and she's like, "Papa, I'm scared. There was these weird noises, and I heard somebody calling for help, and it sounded like a wolf howling." And we were just like, "Oh, honey, that's it. Must have been the TV, honey. It must have been the TV."
Oh my god!
exactly. We were hitting all of the check boxes.
Oh my god!
Weird banging sound. Sounded like someone's calling for help. Right. Sounded like a wolf howling.
Yeah.
It must have been the TV, honey. Well, yeah, and so she accepted that, and then we put her back to bed, and we gave her a big hug, and we're like, yeah, okay, you know, cuddle, and everything's okay, you know, and she calmed down, and everything's okay. And we come out of the bedroom, we just give each other a look like, oops.
And then high-fived.
We right? are, no, quite the opposite. We're like, well, we have reached that age now where that is no longer a thing. That is for the next... What, 18 years or 16 years until Asher moves out? That is just... We're done. Nope. Sorry. Unless they're on, you know, a sleepover or something.
Yep.
It's the end of that.
I imagine you arranging a lot of sleepovers for your kids in the near future.
Lilibeth, don't you have any friends that would like you to stay over?
Can they take you for the week?
Yeah. She has so many friends that would take her. I bring that up as a more of a parenting, like, that's, sure. we have entered a new phase in parenthood.
Yep.
I will say that I did arch my eyebrow at my wife and say, howl like a wolf, huh? And then I brushed my fingernails on my shirt.
And she was like, it was probably you.
No, and she just gave me a look like... so anyway, that's a thing.
Oh my god.
What you guys got?
I had all of the rehearsals for a show that was supposed to happen Monday.
Yeah.
And then it got canceled because of the shit weather.
Yeah.
Like the extra shit weather. Like, it wasn't even... Okay, like, so we had... In the morning... There are these icy pellets falling from the sky. Like it was rain and then icy pellets. Mm-hmm. And then everything got covered in ice. And then there were a couple of hours of quiet. And then the snow fell.
Yes.
And the winds picked up and there was gusting winds and snow all over the place. And like they actually closed the schools like Sunday. They called it. They're like, nope, no school Monday.
They were right.
And they were right. But... Yeah, so I had rehearsals for this show.
Well, they were extremely trigger shy after
the last time. Yeah. Huh. Yep.
My wife was like dancing in the room when they announced that their schools are closing.
Yeah. But yeah, so we did all of this preparation and no show.
Yep.
And it was frustrating. We'll be doing it later on. It was open to interpretation.
Uh-huh. So. Yeah, the Turkish Star Wars.
Turkish Delights.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's I was frustrated by that, but
understandably.
Yeah. But that was where a lot of my time went to was rehearsing for a show that we didn't do. And that was frustrating. What about you, James?
Something dumb.
I feel like there's a metaphor for that.
So life? The Nintendo Switch and Legend of Zelda they just turned 1 year old.
Happy birthday.
Well, the Breath of the Wild turned 1 year old. Legend Happy of Zelda birthday. Is 30.
Is it really 30?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Right. So, shit. Yeah. The people are still discovering, 1 year later, people are still discovering what might be considered kind of obvious things in that game. I'm playing through a thing that's really difficult, which is kind of my fucking jam. I love it. And in this game, you can cook things in order to make foods that recover your health. Like, you can make a risotto. You can make, like, really weird and amazing things, omelets and kebabs and stuff. So I've been having fun doing that as a way to help make it through this extremely difficult portion of the game. But I discovered something real stupid. You can cook and eat trees.
What?
Yeah, I was reminded by Salsa Birch Beer thing. It is... Yes. For this reason, you can make... in real life, and it is a traditional dish of, I believe... Finland,
that sure.
You can make birch bread. Mm-hmm. You can make birch flour out of, there's a particular part of the bark that you scrape and make into flour. But yeah, I was telling somebody, so I had cut down all these trees and I had all of these bundles of wood and I was like, what happens if I cook one? And then I was like, holy shit, it worked. It makes terrible food, but you can eat it and recover health.
Oh my God.
Even if it's a tiny amount. So I just made a ton of this really awful food. And the thing, the best part for me is that depending on what you make.
Well, this is shitty. Let's do more of this.
Yeah, you watch the main character eat it, and the main character makes different faces based on how good the food is.
Right.
Like, you make a really good dish, and Link seems to enjoy it, and, you know, like, digs in heartily. And if you make really awful food, he's got to, like, force himself to finish the food in a couple of gulps and like has this pain and expression on his face and that kind of thing. And I made 70 of them.
Oh God. Why?
Because I needed the health recovery. Yeah. Oh, but it's, it's real dumb. Big tip for everybody. You can cook and eat trees. So try it, I guess.
Oh God.
Yeah, I told somebody about it, and she was like, of course you found that out.
Of course you did, yeah. The guy, I got to watch your map of what you did and when at one point, and it was just like, so you can watch this map, right, of this, and it's just the little trail of where the guy went on the map during the course of playing, and every once in a while, dude would disappear and then, like, reappear somewhere else, and it's dude, you know, dying, and then, like, coming back at a spawn point. And I watched for like a good couple minutes just this little dot running around, disappear, poof, back to the same spot, taking almost the exact same path, poof, back to the same spot, over and over and over and over again, until suddenly it didn't poof back to the same spot anymore. I'm like, what the shit?
Giant's drink. We've discovered this is the name for my personal affliction, is the giant's drink. That in there's a series of books, the Ender books. One of the characters is faced with a game, a video game, where there's an impossible choice. You pick between these two drinks, and both of them are the wrong choice. And so most people play this and they go, all right, okay, it's not, I can't win. It's unwinnable, and they fuck off. But this character becomes obsessed with winning this impossible thing. And that's something that I find myself doing. So it's now the giant's drink. And I felt really vindicated because in this extremely difficult portion of the game that I'm playing through right now, they take away all of your items, and you're basically just a powerless, fragile little meat puppet. And because I had spent so much time fighting against things that I really should not have been trying to beat,
right?
I came up on the first boss, and I was like, huh, I can do this. This is easy. Yeah, beat it first try. Because I had been doing the same thing. One of the segment that you watched where it was just like tap 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 the tap 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 the tap 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 the that was that same boss. And so overcoming that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, never again. It was never a problem again. So giant's drink. Vindication.
Yay! Way to be stupid.
Yes.
And having it work for you.
Yeah. My learning curve is evolution.
Oh my God. Side note. Yeah. I was reading a really cool article about how they in Tibet on an evolutionary thing within just the past 3,000 years or so. They're from a certain branch, the Han Chinese, I think. Like they separated off from there into their own group. So you've got the Sherpas, right? That go up and down the mountains all the time. This Tibetan group that split off from this Chinese group, actually within the past 3,000 years, evolutionarily developed genes to help them with the altitude.
Yeah.
within 3,000 years.
Yes.
Which is like one of the fastest evolution things they've been able to track in human beings. Mm-hmm. And that's just fascinating and incredible to me. Like, yay, go Tibet! but yeah, that's just your yeah, evolutionary thing reminded me of that. I'm just like, yeah, yeah. James, you climb that mountain.
Yes.
Again and again and again and again. and that is how you evolve Tibetan genes.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
And we're back. I am Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna. Tell me about this Pringles can antenna.
All right,
what the fuck are you talking
first,
about?
First, context. You had mentioned...
Fuck context.
...that you live directly across the street, essentially, or
fuck
like two blocks.
Fuck context. Okay.
So somebody found out that if you take a Wi-Fi antenna probe, you can put it in the bottom side of a can of Pringles, and that it works like a telescope... for Wi-Fi signals that you can send and receive with a much more distant antenna partner than you would with just the regular antenna probe or a regular Wi-Fi antenna. And it also excludes all of the signal around you. So it's very much like a telescope in that it focuses and pinpoints and... like looks very exclusively at signal coming from a singular
fixed
location.
Yeah.
So it's and it costs you like $20. I actually made the MacGyver version of a parabolic dish for my parents' old house because their Wi-Fi wouldn't reach the kitchen.
Right.
Because it was down next to the modem in the opposite corner of the house.
Right.
So I printed some photo paper. I laminated it with rubber cement and foil, a smooth sheet of foil, and then cut out the pattern that I had made on the backside to form a
dish.
Parabola.
Yeah.
And then just put a little wedge on the front, poked a hole in that, set it on top of the antenna, and suddenly they got two bars in the kitchen. It works. It works.
It's got two bars in the
two
kitchen.
Two bars difference.
Two bars.
I've only got one in
my basement.
Right. I got it. But I picked up.
I also think
down.
It's called parabola because it's in a bowl shape.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Push your glasses up when you do that. Salsa.
Yeah.
I was doing.
We're
it,
all wearing glasses.
I was
here.
Doing it audibly. Thank you very much.
No, you weren't.
it was the worst parabola ever.
How we got on this conversation is it is a well documented thing that my internet sucks.
Yes.
And here's why. Because I have been getting 1.5 megabytes. That's it. That is what I have been getting in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know that's ludicrous. I'm well aware of that fact. But that has just become our way of life.
Right.
You know, that is what we have become accustomed to. And you just learn to deal with it. However, just in this last few days, we took a noticeable hit.
Yeah.
Like, and the thing is you look at the charts and we are still getting the same, like the downloads speed has not diminished at all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But suddenly, everything was dragging. It took me, like, a few hours to download a podcast on my phone. Like, it was bad. It was ridiculously bad. And so we were, you know, talking to various people. And my wife's uncle actually works for CenturyLink, which is where we get our internet.
Right.
You know, and I was on the phone with him just talking to things. And he looks at our account, and he goes, 1.5? Why the hell are you on 1.5? And I was like, because it's all we can afford. we're not
right.
We's Poe. We can't afford. Yeah. And he's like, but it's the same price up to 25. Why are you not doing 25? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have 25 in your area.
Nope.
2 blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
There's 25
in the open field.
Okay, that direction. I'm.
Oh, the other side of the creek. You're on the bad side of the river.
But. Just like I'm in one of those, I'm in one of those weird pockets where that is not a thing.
Okay.
And so the only way to get better internet, we have to jump from 1.5 to the next pay bracket, which is 40.
Right.
And like that's there is no in between for us.
Nope.
At all. Right. And so there hasn't been, and so we have just dealt with 1.5. Tomorrow, that is gonna change.
Oh, yes.
After this and just dealing with it forever and just being sick of it, we have decided to pull the trigger, and we are going 40.
That's gonna be a whole new world.
It is going to be ridiculously better, and I know that compared to some people's internets, that is still pretty sucky, because people are like, well, I've got 1 gigabyte in my house because I'm a gamer, and when I'm playing Counter-Strike, I need to have, you know, instant feedback, but
James.
Screw you guys, because I have been dealing with 1.5, so this is fucking 30 times better,
yeah.
And it's going to be great, and Netflix is suddenly going to be a lot less pixelated.
Yes.
Oh my
and
god,
it's
yes.
going to be great.
I'm coming over to your place for movies. Fuck it. Well, after your house is out of quarantine.
Yeah, no, right.
I imagine Salsa just slapping like a... I slap a big mug of internet on the table in front of him, and Salsa goes, "It comes at pints."
Exactly. No, but here's the thing: I will be able to upload. I will be able to upload AON podcast episodes,
mm-hmm.
and not be up until 1 a.m.
Yes.
Oh, bloody hell!
Yeah,
like I will be able to buy a Steam game,
mm-hmm.
and play it the next day. Like,
or
these are
the same day,
or even possibly the same day if I do it in the morning. Like, holy shit, these are things that I have never been able to.
It's only going to take you like
hours.
A couple hours.
I still can't comprehend
even know.
That.
You don't even know.
Yeah,
you
no,
have no.
no
idea what wonders await you beyond
right.
the four.
Like I'm playing The Witcher 2 right now, and it literally took me over 24 hours to download.
Yeah.
But. Again, that's just the way my life has been.
To be fair, Witcher 2 has incredible graphics.
And
it is a pretty impressive
yeah.
download.
It is pretty
but
great.
It's still,
no, I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to the real world.
No, I'm really looking forward to that. So, and
yay.
Tangents went on tangents, and people
yeah.
started talking
oh,
about
yeah.
that.
Well, I mean, the thing that brought up the Pringles can specifically is that, like, I can only get so much
right.
where I live. I live 2 blocks away from the goddamn ISP center.
Yeah.
Like, 2 blocks away, and they can't make that happen for me.
Oh, that's actually the problem. I'm pretty sure it's like a water table. They're drinking all your internet.
Oh, sons of bitches.
I drink your milkshake.
My milkshake brings a close to God.
It's true. Back. I've seen it.
It's better than you.
I mean,
damn
not
right.
the milkshake, but the boys arriving.
But I have to
check. I've seen her yard.
No, my yard is my balcony.
I know, yeah, I've been yes. there.
It's pretty nice. Yep. My yep. balcony is lovely. The parking lot is, oh, God.
Is that a euphemism?
You know, I've got a couple of chairs out there.
Well,
a butt can for smoking.
Why
you
gotta be so exclusionary? It's an
what?
Us-phemism.
Whoa.
It's a y'all-phemism?
Whoa. You guys. You get no. I don't even know who I'm kicking out of this room right now. I don't.
I'll just go.
Yeah. I'll just go. Fuck this. I'm out.
I'll
I'm
see
leaving.
Myself
guys,
out.
I'm done. I'm done. I hate you guys. I'm out.
No, come back. Fine. No, stop. Stay on the I'm back, Kay.
Well, if it's gonna piss Salsa off, I'll
yeah.
come back.
Yeah, don't leave me alone in here with him.
Okay.
Finally, I'd stop getting yelled at for interrupting people.
Yeah, because James is too nice to say anything
yeah.
when you do it.
Also,
to him.
It's impossible to get a fucking word in edgewise.
Oh my god, you guys want to play the worst game ever?
Clearly.
I mean, now I do.
This is awful. This might be the last podcast of AON.
Oh, my nipples are getting hard just thinking about it.
So we each get a turn, and the other two hosts get to say what the most frustrating thing about that person is in podcasting.
Okay.
Or in general.
I mean, I already know mine.
We can start with James because he's nicest.
I feel like this is going to be some hurt feelings.
I think we can do this maturely.
Okay, all right.
Let's all be okay,
so this isn't
we're
like,
being receptive and we're being, okay. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
But
we're not being dicks.
I mean, you can be.
Okay. Thank God for that.
I don't know if you can stop being a dick, Salsa. I think I just accept that that's a thing that's going to happen.
Well, we know what Jenna's going to say about me.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I mean, I know some of it.
I mean, I'd try to say it about you, but then you'd interrupt me.
I'm sure there's a lot.
I guess I don't fully grasp it, so I'll let you guys go first, and then I'll kind of watch and see what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. So. Well, then we'll start with Salsa.
Okay.
Okay. I think the most frustrating thing is when Salsa interrupts me, but not just when he interrupts me. It's when I'm about to finish, like I've got like a half of a sentence left to go on my story, and he interrupts me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, shit, I had 5 words left. God damn it. I think that's the most frustrating thing.
Yeah, and no, I'm not.
Yeah, no.
Hmm? Not surprised.
Yeah, you're aware. Like, that's a thing.
Working
but yeah,
on it.
I think that's the most frustrating thing for me.
I'm trying.
Nah.
You're very trying.
Hey, that's my line, asshole.
I would have to say I love Salsa. I do. I wish that
not in the butt.
Well, yet.
I mean, wait. In which arrangement?
Cause, seriously, because how much more fucking peacocking do I need to do over here?
So, something that does frustrate me is that Salsa's attention is pretty continually divided. Now, I'm not even talking about work. I am talking
Salsa's
about hockey.
Call. He's like
and
working
I understand
right now. Yeah.
Hockey is your second wife. But hockey and Facebook pretty continually involve your attention, and while I feel like you do listen to me, I would like it if
I
you were more.
I can't see from this side of the bar.
What I meant to say is he's constantly mixing the audio to make us sound good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought he was doing.
honestly, if I wasn't doing that, I would have a lot less.
It's
focus.
I understand this. It's like Bill had the same issue.
Yeah.
Like it's you're engaging certain other attention things. And
I used to fold paper cranes when I was talking to people on the phone for tech support. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I imagine it's the same
very
kind
similar
of a thing.
To that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So
I also folded paper cranes when I was talking to people, but that was so that I didn't like yell at them. It wasn't so that I was focused on them. It was actually so that I was less focused on them, so I didn't have to kill them. Yeah. Also, paper cranes. Who doesn't love paper cranes?
I folded 1,000 of them during my first 3 months working as a contractor for a tech company.
In fourth grade, I actually participated in the 10,000 paper crane project.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I can fold just about any size, because I perfected that motherfucker.
Stuff you missed in history class, very recently did a double, a two-parter on Sadako Sasaki.
Oh.
Yes. So, a very sad story, but also slightly uplifting.
Yeah.
Worth it.
That's fair.
But, yeah. So, that is what I would have to say about Salsa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, do me next.
No, I think that's probably the end of the segment.
But okay.
I should dump on Salsa. All right, good night, everybody.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
I mean, for comedy's sake, that's I guess.
All right,
Jenna, bugs me about Jenna?
Is it because I'm always right? Because, goddamn, it's really hard to be always right all the time.
Hmm.
Just saying.
You're not even right about that. Wow.
I would say, I know that it's asking emotional labor of you, and that that's shitty of me, but I would say I have appreciated when, if we interrupt you, that you glare at us or be like, fucking let me continue. I value that because it is a bad habit of mine, and if you don't do that,
and that I realize that's the opposite of the game, James. No. Losing at the game.
When that doesn't happen, and if I realize that I interrupted, I feel like shit. So
you get frustrated when I don't call you out on your shit?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
No, like that is a legitimate frustration. There are people I'm like, would you just fucking ask me? Would you just talk to me about what's going on? Would you fucking say mm-hmm. something? Like, no, that's completely...
You have to maintain the communication.
Yeah, no, that's a shitty thing, is to not communicate effectively. Yeah. Cool, thank you.
Yeah, don't let that shit stew.
I will glare. Poop it out. I'm going to glare so hard. Yeah, you hide behind that tea popper, motherfucker.
It's blocking the microwaves. Holy shit.
Mm.
No wonder Jess is so well behaved.
Oh, her well behavior has nothing to do with me. It's apparent. She just like, she came out and she was like, Mother, dearest.
What is our plan financially for handling the strifes of birthing?
Oh, God. Welfare. That was pretty much what happened there.
Yeah.
You got something, Salsa? You look like you're stewing on something. No?
We've been doing this for so long, I feel like I don't get frustrated with you. Maybe it's just because I'm used to you, and so nothing bothers me anymore? I don't...
Like, maybe if you focused on it, then you'd know it, and then it would just ever be there.
Yeah, I guess I'm just kind of oblivious to you. That came out wrong. It came out wrong. Yes. Entirely wrong.
Yes.
But for me, it was just a Tuesday.
This is gonna. You have zero control over this. Okay. So this is stupid. Hmm. I get frustrated that you don't like beer because it means we hardly ever drink beer on this podcast. Oh.
You guys, which you is, drink more beer. Like,
but I feel bad.
No, that's we can have more beer on the podcast, you guys. Like, seriously, that's a thing. I can take a sip and then go back to my Dr. Tiki. Like, don't let that hold you back. Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki.
But yeah, like, that's the extent of what I've got, really.
All right, so I am right and perfect all the time. That's
yeah, good. Pretty much.
I mean, okay, I mean, cool. It's awfully shitty of you.
I'm sorry.
As long as we're mentioning
you
your bad behavior.
Or maybe I am just way more of a beta cuck than I realize.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that out loud.
It was ironic.
I just threw up in someone else's mouth. Someone in Zimbabwe just went.
You guys,
what just happened? Why does it taste like fish? I don't eat fish.
I'm gonna turn this in fish. A really gross way.
Oh,
I watch porn.
Yeah,
well, who doesn't?
I just discovered that there's cuckold porn out there. I did not know that was a thing.
Oh, really?
I was like, what's this about?
I'm aware that it's a thing.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is how the Russians are brainwashing the young white dudes of America.
Into being hateful and shitty?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is it. I think this is the plan.
That is one of the buzzwords. Like, in David Rand McKay's stand-up, he was talking about how that's an alt-right MRA buzzword. And that's...
What? Cuck?
Yeah.
That's how I was using it. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that the word existed. I didn't know that there was porn based off of that concept. I should have known that there was porn based off of that. There's porn based off of everything. Yeah. But I was just,
Rule 34.
Oh, God. Like, I was, like, I started and I was like, that's not, no. Ew.
And oft times racist.
Yeah, usually it's a submissive white dude having to watch his lady bang a big black dude. Like, that's straight up, like, gross. Ew.
Yeah, it's fetishization.
Yep.
It's, gross. But I feel like this is how the Russians are brainwashing the young white dudes of America. Hmm. That's my conspiracy. Anyway.
See,
so yeah, I just discovered this a couple days ago. I'm like, is this ever? Like, of course, I had to go watch a couple more to, like, not all the way through, but just to get the gist to be like,
we never watch them all the way through anyway.
Well, yeah, I don't
just like... the first like 20 seconds,
right? Yeah. Huh? Oh God, there's a boom. I'm done. What?
Look, I grew up during the scramble porn era. Done. Yeah, Jenna had a date like that once.
Oh, sadly. Yes. Yeah, no. Anyway.
Shit.
Gross.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Okay.
If you do bother some things, it doesn't bother me.
Nice. All right. Cool.
James, on the other hand.
Oh, God.
I was going to say.
Jesus fuck, James. Salsa, you go first.
Oh, God damn it.
I feel like we should end on James on purpose because we're going to be extra nice to him.
What?
You're hard to be mean to.
Why?
Because
you're mean to me all the time.
Okay, there's like a mean and then there's a mean. Like there's two different kinds of mean, and you're hard to like because you're just nice and you love everybody, and that's. Like,
annoyingly so.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay, that's the one I'm going to go with then. In that case, you are annoyingly nice.
Yeah.
Like no, like there are you know decent people, and then there are nice people, and then there's fucking little Lord Flaunderloy. And you are like giving him a run for his money. Like, it is just, sometimes I just want to shake you and go, for fuck's sake, stop being so nice. It's aggravating how much it's just like, stand up for yourself once in a while. That's what I got.
That actually.
See, look at him. Look at his face, right now. He's doing it right now.
He's got this little smile on his face, like, oh, well, thank you for conveying that to me. Like, that was very kind of you to tell me that. Like, that's that look on his face right now.
I used to work with him when we worked at Regis, and I would like come by his desk, and he would be just like, oh yes, I had a caller that upset me, and so I started like writing children's stories or fairy tales. Nice. And I was just like, okay, I'm gonna go over here now. It's just like, fuck, man.
Or folding paper cranes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
I'd left that job with an extraordinarily high customer satisfaction index. And more than 1,000 paper cranes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh gosh.
It's good for business.
Damn it, we should have had salsa go last. Okay. Because that was way nicer. But I think the most frustrating thing about you is not actually your long stories. I enjoy your long stories on a personal point. But sometimes when you're telling your long stories, you like go off into details that don't add to the story and nobody cares about.
Right. Sure.
And it's just like, Buddy, come back to the, like, I realize this is important to you, but nobody knows. We don't get the, okay, come back to the, cool. But I love your enthusiasm about it. It's just like, but you're so enthusiastic about it that it's just like, oh, okay, tell me more about the knitting needles. Like, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's the most frustrating, and it's not like, God damn it, how dare you? You've ruined the pot. I'm just like, I don't, okay, buddy, come on, okay, good, cool.
The payoff on the Josh, weren't you just leaving joke, by the way?
Yeah.
I got a new game for Switch, brought it over there, shared it with the Boothie Love Shack.
Love Shack. Boothie Love Shack.
So I brought it over there. I plugged it into the little dock thing that they've got connected to their TV for their Switch, and which is a fucking awesome thing. Got everything all dialed up, and then I was like, oh fuck! All right, I have to set up the internet on this, and I went to join their Wi-Fi, which, if you remember, is called "Weren't You Just Leaving?" And that comes up on the screen as like the choice.
Yeah.
and fucking people just creased. They just like
yes.
just folded in the middle.
Oh my goodness, laughing. That's fantastic.
Fuck, it's amazing.
Yeah, they actually did that to me when I was over there Saturday. Like I said I was leaving, but then I had to stick around for a little bit more because of like other circumstances.
Sure.
And then they're like, Jenna, weren't you leaving? I'm just like, I can't yet because I need to finish this story.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that might be an example, like, because I know we've talked about it in the past, but not all of our current listeners.
Yeah.
No, that's it. And I'm not telling it again right now. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. So.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'll work on that.
Yay! We did that segment. Nobody's dead. Okay, Salsa's dead.
Nobody that we
inside.
Know. That's been a while.
Yeah. Like, nobody's more dead than when we started it. I don't know. We were just bitching a little bit. I was like, we could do this online. We'll see how this ends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how we got there from Wi-Fi, but...
No, I remember, there was a thing. It wasn't just me like jumping to a thing. It was an actual. There was I'm going to listen to this
porn,
later, and there'll be
and then
nothing.
There was,
oh yeah, porn.
Porn was in there. There
something
was,
about.
But it was before the porn. Is there anything before porn?
No.
Before porn.
Frustration is before porn.
Oh my God! I know how to tie this all back in. Porn on the internet.
Yes.
When you have a slow ass connection. Okay, so growing up.
It's like scrambled porn. Oh,
I didn't have internet porn growing up, but my brother did. Like, that's where the separation of things exists for us. Like, Windows 95 is when I was a sophomore in high school, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just, yeah. Like, I didn't. That wasn't. They hadn't fleshed out the porn part yet. You're welcome.
Fucking A.
But like, so they didn't have that one, but they did. But it wasn't, you didn't watch porn videos because the capability of that didn't exist. So like, by the time we got to like 97 or so, when I realized you could look up naked pictures on the internet, that's all it was naked pictures. And if you wanted a good picture, you'd go to the site, you'd walk away. Not too far, because you don't want anybody else checking the computer while you're gone. But
also, you were doing this over a phone line, so if anybody picked up the phone, that was the end of that.
Blue balls. But yeah, so and then you'd like go make a sandwich and come back, finish the sandwich, and then finish other things like. Yeah, that was porn in 97. So you little shits 20 years later that can just fucking... Now I have half of the internet on my... Whatever.
I remember porn Heefs, animated Heefs.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yes.
That and then also sites that had the free... Like I remember as a young lad, the sites that had the free... trials, like here are three pictures of these 20.
Yeah.
And figuring out, like, some of my first really basic hacking was figuring out how to access the rest of the site.
Oh, sure. Because they give you picture changing, /1, /2, /3. Well,
or by
I wonder
looking
what happens
at the,
if I do /4.
Looking at the file that it downloads to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Right. Yeah, and then the videos that you would download that would take a fucking whole day. For a 30-second, like, these are these two... This is Jenna Jameson fucking in a fire station.
Yep.
Is so many of those. Just, like, 30-second...
The first digital pornography picture I ever saw was given to me by a friend on a zip drive.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yep.
Yes.
And even then, it still took a while for that picture to load, even off of a zip drive.
Hmm?
And there is something that kids today just really don't understand with
how
frustrating it is to spend 2 or 3 minutes
waiting for the picture to get down to face level before you go, no, not this one. And then having to back out and go to the next one because she's like not attractive to you. And you're just like, nope, nope, not this one. So you're just like, that was a waste of a couple minutes.
Right.
Because you're just watching like, yeah, yeah. Damn it. All right, back up. Try the next one.
Cherry, cherry.
So the I was reminded when you were talking about fast download speeds, there's also another factor, latency, right? Which is how long it takes the connection to start. And it is said that the fastest connection for data delivery is still loading a station wagon full of backup tapes and driving it from New York to California. Because over that distance, you're transferring like gigabits over, and even today with gigabit internet connections, this is the fastest thing. And it's an extraordinarily fast transfer with an enormous latency.
Sure.
It's kind of like a fucking week-long latency for an incredible, almost instant connection. Volume. Yeah.
Now we're talking packets instead of streaming.
It's delivered almost immediately, but it takes a week to start.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Should we take a break?
I don't know, man. I don't know where to go from here.
We went all over that.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yes.
So, let's take a break.
But we didn't talk about toxic masculinity. So.
The internet is for porn. Why you think the net was born? Porn. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
okay.
Sometimes
Sucker. Being in charge.
No, you go get a drink.
That's
it. No, you go ahead. Go ahead, do your thing.
I don't even want one now. Yeah, all right.
So, James.
Yes.
Asshole.
I see you are enjoying some of my homemade soda.
Oh, yes.
The thing with this homemade soda, though, is it doesn't have a lot of caffeine in it. This is not a pick up and go caffeine. This is a mixin' smooth sippin' soda. But if you're looking for a pick me up, if you need to get going in the morning specifically, or for me,
anytime.
You know, after I had to wake up at 5 a.m. to deal with an on call shift and then get my kids into the Mini-Clinic in order to get to find out whether or not they have strep throat and then come back home and then log in and start working. I needed some fucking coffee. And thankfully, I have True Stone coffee in my house. So
you are lucky.
I was able to brew up a pot of True Stone and say, bring it on today. And then today did. And that sucked. But it wasn't for lack of having caffeine in my system.
You survived it because you had caffeine.
And that caffeine, well, I survived it because I'm a fucking adult. And that actually was rather dismissive of people who have hard times with days and things like that. But the fact of the matter is, I had coffee. It made me feel better. True Stone does the job. And if you want coffee that gets the job done and gets you through your day, then you need to go to TrueStoneCoffee.com, put in the promo code
APROPOS.
It's spelled apropos.
And then you can get 10% off your order, and then you too can be all energetic and shit and not know what you're saying because you're so hyped up that you keep repeating yourself. Who has a shout out that they want to out-shout?
Out-shout?
I mean, you can't end the sentence on a preposition.
Shout out is a noun.
So, But no.
A shout out is a
That's
thing.
The joke.
I don't understand.
It's definitely funnier if you explain it.
Yes, I know. That's why I did it.
Right. And now you're explaining this joke, which
exactly.
is making it much funnier.
Exactly.
And now I'm explaining that joke.
I don't get it.
Which is making that funnier.
You lost me.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
There's too many turtles, man.
Yep. It's just explained jokes all the way down.
Yes. Jokeception. Who has a shout out to a person or thing?
Or a thing. Or
a place.
A concept.
A concept or idea.
Whatever. Sure. I'll go. I want to give a shout out to friends. Not necessarily specific ones. Those specific ones. No, no.
So oh, God, one no. told you.
No. Oh God, no, no. I hate you both. You are both.
You said it. You
people.
Can't take it back.
not specific people. Those specific people come to mind, but friends that you can just exist with.
Yes.
The ones where, fuck it, you're tired, take a nap on the couch or in the bed. The ones where if you're having an anxiety attack or whatever else, they just accept it and they're not, nobody's trying to push any items on you, whether that's like social whatever, or just general whatever. It's just, do your thing, man. Kind of an acceptance and a,
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to those people because I got a lot of those people in my life and I'm super fortunate for that.
Have your meeting. So. I'll be over here playing on my phone and eating Cheerios. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
James? My shout out is to telecommuting.
Oh, God, yes.
Fuck, yes.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah. So last night I telecommuted because I looked outside and went, no.
Past couple days I've telecommuted. Past couple months I've telecommuted. Fuck.
Yeah. Yep.
I might be abusing the privilege.
Yeah, the ability to work from home is.
Oh my God.
Or
yes.
Not even from my home.
Yeah.
It's good.
I've done that. I've worked from other people's homes.
I'm literally working right now.
Yep.
Yep. So, both a blessing and a curse is what you're saying, Salsa.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yeah.
Salsa? Thank you.
I helped.
I'm going to give a shout out to the how to describe it? The calming down with age.
Okay, sure. The mellowing.
Yes. There we go. Good word. The mellowing of age.
Like a fine wine.
Indeed, because, God damn it, sometimes I look at the things that I used to do and went, I'm glad I don't want to do that anymore. Because that's work.
I still want to do that.
And there are absolutely things that I do still want to do, but there are a significant portion of it. It's just like, you know what? I'm just gonna be over here.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even with Febtoberfest, you know, there's a lot of effort, you know, and work and that goes into it. But like, once we're there, it's just like, no, we're just gonna chill.
We don't
need to have these crazy parties with loud music. Oh, and that's the other thing at Febtoberfest, the music is at a reasonable, like, volume that you don't have to shout at each other.
I barely noticed it.
Yeah,
me too.
It's just kind of in the background as opposed to I need to shout in your face. But yeah, just it's chill, you know, and nobody gets worked up over anything and we're all just like, yeah, we're having a good time. We don't, you know, and go ahead.
I'm just like, oh, I'm bad at this.
Granted, again, it's not everything. I'm still doing 27 different things and Casimir is pulling me across the entire fucking country, but you know, just like some of those things, like going out on a Friday night. It's like, you know what? Let's just stay in.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on Grand Tour on Amazon Prime and like have a glass of wine instead of going somewhere and paying too much and not being able to hear each other talk.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Actually, well, I think my situation's a little different because I had a kid at 20.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really get a lot of those playtime years.
Right.
So I'm kind of making up for that now.
Sure.
I had this conversation with my daughter today where she's got an audition in a couple weeks and I have other plans during the same time. And I'm like, I feel really bad. I can't drive you to your thing. She's like, Mom, I've got this. I'm almost an adult. I can take a bus. It's fine. I asked if you could. Mm-hmm. You can't. It's cool. And I'm like stuck in this place where like there's a part of me that's like super proud.
Right.
Like, yay, my kid's growing up. And there's another part of me that's like, oh, God, my kid is growing up.
My baby doesn't need me anymore.
But it is freeing me up to be able to do a lot more of those things that I haven't been able to do for the past 10 years. Also that. But, yeah, so, like, my situation's a little different where I was forced to mellow quickly, I guess, or at least not go out on Friday nights early on.
I was force-carbed.
So also, I was force-carbed. I had a date like that once.
You had a mystery date like that
once. Oh, yeah. So, but, yeah. I think I get mellowing, but backwards.
Hmm. And that's fine. You know, clearly there is no one way to eat a Reese's, but...
I can't have Reese's.
I mean, so your way is to not eat Reese's.
Yeah.
There you go.
So that by the way, is the wrong way. I just want to put it out there.
You're accurate.
Now I really want to write an article about the one way to eat Reese's.
Do it. Yep. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. It's always four, James. It's always four.
We are the worst kind.
Abby and I established this. It's always four.
There are rules.
Yeah.
I set certain rules, and I expect those rules.
Ignorance of the law is not an excuse for disobedience of the law.
Say law again.
Laura.
Yeah. I like Laura. She's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay. I think those are all good shout-outs.
Yay.
I sidetracked Salsa's a little bit.
That's okay.
I may have white dude it all over his shit.
Ew.
Right? You're welcome.
Blah. Blah.
Hey, everybody.
That's us.
Hey, Dr. Nick.
How about a Fast Five?
Fast Five!
For those that do not know how this works, you, the dear listener, sends us in two emails. The first email will contain nothing but five choices. We do not know what these choices mean. All we know is the answers. So we have to decide, we like this one better than that one because of some made-up reason. And then once we have gone through and decided which ones we prefer, then we open up the second email, which contains... the choices again, and then the context. And we find out if we really like what we said or if we really, really have to backtrack. Today's Fast Five comes to us from, and I say this with a huge congratulations,
yay,
to Mrs. Mud.
Yay! Woo! Victory is yours!
They
have a mud puddle.
And it's a cute little mud puddle.
So adorable. Oh my god.
So
I dropped an egg.
Sincere, heartfelt congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Mud for the little mud puddle. Huh. Your lives are drastically changed now in some ways for the, I won't say worse, but for the different, but in many, many, many ways for the better.
Yes.
So big, big, huge congratulations. So let's get on these Fast Fives. Question number one. White or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Yeah, I'm a grown-up. Chocolate. Salsa?
I'm going with white, honestly.
Racist.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I like...
God damn it. All right.
Are you new to this show? What the hell?
Yes, I am.
I mean, comparatively, he's fucking just out of the box.
Like, I will take vanilla ice cream over chocolate ice cream any day of the week. Like, and my wife thinks I'm insane, but I just chocolate doesn't do it for me. Like a candy bar, yeah, but
like them both,
but as a flavor. Mm.
But I like them both, but I found that when I was buying Lunchables at work, I would frequently pair those with chocolate milk par excellence.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, speaking of which, I have something for you.
Can it wait, or do you need to do it right now?
Oh, that.
Question number two. Cream cheese or buttercream?
Buttercream.
God damn it.
If I miss all of it. If this is about cake, then I have strong opinions.
Cream cheese frosting on carrot cake is the best.
Also true.
I can't have any of it. I'm just going to go cry in a corner. I think I miss buttercream more for frosting, like for on a cake.
I can see that. It is delicious.
Because, like, you can fake a cream cheese pretty well, actually, with a lot of the nut-based products that they have. But
I suppose.
It's really hard to get even with, like, butter-flavored oils and things like that, it's not quite right.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I'm going to go with buttercream.
If it is banana bread or carrot cake, then cream cheese. But otherwise, it's got to be buttercream. Got to be clean. Got to be tied.
I could eat a fucking brick of cream cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spread it on crackers. Put lox on top of it.
Well, on a bagel, yeah. And with lox, yeah. But just plain.
Cream cheese and herring. No, I just love... I fucking love cream cheese.
Cool story.
Yeah.
Question number three. Mini or regular sized?
Is this like a muffin or a cupcake?
I prefer DB Cooper to the Mini Cooper. I like the Mini. I think the Mini's a cute little car.
It is. It's a reasonably cute car. I don't like what they've done with it in recent years, but
no,
this is a discussion we can have anytime.
If we're talking muffins or cupcakes or something like that, I actually prefer mini ones because I feel like I make less of a mess and get to look like more of an adult awkwardly.
You also get to decide how much is enough.
Yes.
There is
like with a big. If you start a second muffin, you're committed.
Oh, yeah.
There is no going back.
Whereas, mini muffins, you can kind of go.
You can have a variety. Like, have a blueberry, have an orange blossom, have a lemon pop.
The orange mini muffins are my jam.
Oh, my God, yes.
The other thing is, I like them because I can look like less of an adult. With the mini ones, I take them in one bite.
They look like big, strong hands, don't they?
Yeah, the mini ones just fit better in my hands because I'm tiny.
They look like regular size cupcakes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
All right.
As opposed muffins, to having the ones that are too big and it's like...
Jenna doesn't know how to hold big things. So we're all saying
mini. That is patently false.
So we're all saying mini? Yeah?
I think so, yeah.
Question number four, fruit or cream?
For filling in a chocolate, I'm going to go fruit, specifically raspberry.
Ooh.
Raspberry chocolate is like my everything. The only thing that would be better is like a ganache filling. So like chocolate with chocolate, like chocolateception.
All right, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, but I'm going to go fruit for this.
So between a fruit or a cream pie, fruit every single day of the week. There are very few cream pies that I cotton to.
I think I would go creme doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Question number five.
Way to get all French about it.
Thompson.
Eric Thompson.
Oui, oui. Question number five.
Are you talking about his wee wee?
No.
Only briefly. Hello.
Question number five.
I should say this only once.
It is I, Leclerc.
The boys have killed themselves.
Inside jokes.
They have killed themselves. We talked about this on an episode. I at least understand that this is coming from that particular show that you guys talked about that one time. And I think you broke yourselves then, too. And you're just like, oh, God, oh, God. All right. Fruit cream.
I'm going to change my shout out to LOLO because fuck, that show is fun.
Okay.
Good nose. Question number five. A lot or a little?
A lot?
A little.
A little?
A little. I'm usually a person of moderation, surprisingly. I would much rather take several small servings.
See, remember when I was talking about you being just annoyingly nice?
God damn it.
You're so thoughtful all the time.
I don't... God. It really depends on my mood. I can't... Sometimes I just can't take a lot. Sometimes only a little is just, you know. Besides, it's not really the quantity, it's the quality.
It's not the size of the army, it's exactly. The fury of its onslaught.
Yep. On that note, I think I'm going to say... a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That has been the questions.
The question.
The question.
Now we find out what the answers are.
Who is right?
And who is dead.
Question number one.
I love it.
White or chocolate? Preferred, our favorite type of cake. Yes. Uh-huh. Totally white.
Yep, chocolate.
Do not like chocolate cake.
I like carrot cake, but I love chocolate
carrot
cake.
Cake's pretty good.
I like chocolate cake. I like flourless chocolate cake.
Ooh.
I like dense-ass chocolate cake. I
like a Black Forest chocolate cake. Holy shit.
Like super moist.
Yeah.
With the cherry on top and everything, like seven layers.
The super rich, like, chocolate decadence cake. It's not even cake. It's amazing.
It's just chocolate. It's just a bar of chocolate they put in a fucking pan.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
All right, question number two. Cream cheese or buttercream? Preferred type of icing?
Cream cheese.
Yep.
Stick with buttercream. Was my answer, because my favorite type of cake is carrot cake. So cream cheese frosting
is... get watered down shit.
Apropos.
See, what I do is because I grew up eating icing and I just can't stand it in general, is you make buttercream and then you decorate the cake for the guests. And then you take and you throw in a spoonful of peanut butter, and you make peanut butter frosting.
Yeah.
And that.
I can't have peanut butter frosting either.
Which is why I was looking right at you.
Son of a bitch.
And masturbating slowly.
Yeah. Ew.
No, this is fast for me.
Oh.
If I use my right, I'll be too quickly.
God damn it.
And the flying goggles? The wet
celery?
All right, good. Fuck.
I'm so glad you guys are having fun.
And then she asked me, she was like, what is the egg beater for? And I was like, I don't know.
You remember how we were talking about like the annoying things?
Oh, yeah.
Like the details
right.
that the listeners aren't privy to.
That.
And the,
yes, yeah. Flick.
God damn it.
Question number, where were we? Question number three. Mini or regular sized, preferred type size of cupcake?
Yeah.
So yes.
Pretty, not muffin, but
not
cupcake.
Muffin,
so yeah,
cupcake.
You're closer than we were.
I might switch to regular size then, because you can get cupcakes with filling if they're regular size, and you can't do that very well with the mini ones.
I mean, you can, but
I still get like halfway through a regular size cupcake and just go,
But filling, like a chocolate cupcake with raspberry filling?
I mean, yeah. Mm.
Oh. Give the rest of your cupcake to my kids. They'd eat
shit. Yeah.
Like fucking wolves.
Set upon it like vultures.
And there was this howling.
Howling like wolves, huh?
As my wife gives significant glances at each other, like, oh shit. How are we gonna. And it was seriously like. Like, I was like, maybe it was the TV, and instantly she was like, yes, that's what it was. It was the TV. Absolutely. Just seize on that lifeline.
Right, yes.
You know, I never made excuses with Jessa, by the way. Like, she would...
Seems right.
I mean, most of my guy friends were like, long-term living with whatever.
Right. Sure.
And she would just walk into the room. I mean, not during, but like naked in the bed or whatever, and like pull the sheet up and like, hey, sweetie, what's up? Like, she would always knock on the door. I made sure there was a knock on the door first. Like,
yeah, we got to teach the kids that one.
Like, yeah. But yeah, I did teach her early on. So you always knock on somebody's door if it's closed.
Yeah. Yep.
It's very important. Very important.
Whether you need to be let in or not, just knock on every closed door.
Yeah. Like, it's not
who knows
like.
What you'll find.
And she never like. Questioned like I don't think we ever woke her up, any of my past gentlemen's yes. Victory is mine. She does, however, have the rule right now, though, since our bedrooms are right next to each other, she does not want me bringing strange men over, so
that's fair.
I think that's fair. Until she turns 18 and we move into a bigger place, mm-hmm. and then she can just deal with it.
Yep. Yeah.
Scream like a banshee.
Yeah, just for no reason. Not even during sex. Just
the
no, and walking through the house.
And we will definitely have that conversation with our daughter, but like 11:30 at night when she's scared was not the right time for that.
No, I can see that. Yeah.
So, question number 4. Fruit or creme? Preferred filling for layer cakes.
Ooh. Ooh, for layer cakes. Oh.
See, it's a lot more difficult to do fruit, but I prefer that.
I'm with you there. I think fruit is definitely...
I would do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like watching...
And again, like the chocolate and the
British
raspberry.
Bake-off, watching them put like bits of fruit and jam and things in there. Mm-hmm. And just being like, yes...
Yeah, the problem with a jam layer in between that is that is just a slide off waiting to happen.
Yeah.
You need to have, you know, some dowels or something holding that together. Otherwise, that'll just slide right off.
Whee!
Wing.
Can you cream fruit?
That's actually what you do is you put a cream barrier.
Okay.
Around the outside to hold everything in.
Okay, that makes Because
if
sense.
You don't do that, then it'll squeeze out.
Okay.
So, yeah, it would probably be simplicity itself to just add, like, a cream lattice and then put fruit in between layers or
yeah, that makes sense.
As much or as little as you would want. But
but
there has to be some cream in there just to hold the edges if nothing else.
Makes sense. So.
And question number 5.
Bees?
A lot or a little? How much icing do you like on your cake? Oh, God, a little. Oh,
a little.
Just
God,
a
none.
Little bit.
Yep. Like zero.
Yeah.
I scrape it off.
I like the middle pieces. I don't like...
I like the decorative florets.
You would like the decorative florets.
Man.
Fucking nice guy.
Well,
with your puts flowers. Them in
his, puts them in his hair.
Yeah.
I like to look pretty sometimes.
I know.
All right.
Yeah. No, that's about it. Thank you so very, very, very much. And again, congratulations to
Yay!
Mud family.
My puddle!
We are seriously chuffed over here. In case you couldn't tell.
Yay!
If you would like to submit a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should contain nothing but the five choices, and the second one should repeat those five choices and include the context. That yes, way please. We don't have to bounce back and forth between the emails. So send those to, like I said, salsa@aonpodcast.com.
Or if you are able to get us a paper copy.
I was getting there.
I had a date like that once.
Now, is that what this is like? Oh, that's awful.
It really is.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's
go ahead.
Or if you're able to get us a paper copy, please do that. We will skyrocket you to the top of the list and put you firsty first. The other way to get up to the top of the list is if you have never sent one before and managed to get one into our hands, you will also be put first. And if there's a contest, we make you fight to the death and then read both of them.
Simultaneously.
Yes, loudly.
Salsa reads one, James reads the other, and I laugh at them
both. I mean, the contest is usually who brings us more booze, but fight to the death if that's your thing.
Oh my God, who does bring us more booze?
My method brings us more booze.
That's...
No, but now I'm thinking, like, over the years, who's brought us more booze?
I mean, besides CD Scotchbringer?
Mud.
I mean,
has delivered a lot of
our bars.
Mud has delivered in bulk, but CDS has delivered a lot over there. Having seen and cataloged what has come through, CDS, I think, has edged Mud. Because Mud has done huge amounts in bulk, but CDS has trickled that in over the years.
That's why I was wondering which one actually done more, because, I haven't been keeping count.
No, I think CDS has the edge on that.
Right. Well, I'm willing to give it to CDS on the Ben Romach.
I mean, Mud has the edge. CDS, you really need to up your game.
Yeah, what I was going to say is Mud needs more booze.
Yeah.
We understand that you're a proud papa now.
Buy our love, buy it. Buy.
It's a low bar.
Oh, my God. I get it.
Gross. Who has something to plug?
I do.
Yes?
Next Monday the 12th at the Phoenix Theater at 7 p.m. you can go see Reverend Matt's Monster Ensemble. Or Ensemble, because we're in America. And there will be a variety of people presenting on different monsters. This one is man beasts, I guess, is the way I'd describe it. But like, we're talking like Sasquatch and like
Sasquatch.
Wolverines and other like man beasts. I might be taking my own twist on this topic. We'll see what happens. That's happening Monday, March 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just going to plug for my buddies because hearts and kisses all around.
No.
St. Patrick's Day, the 17th.
Yes.
At Keegan's in downtown Minneapolis at 7 p.m. From 7 to 10, you can go listen to Four Pints Shy. That's where I'll be. That's where James will be.
Yeah.
Salsa's going to be home with the kids, but you know.
Maybe.
Awkward, maybe.
On the 17th, on the 17th. Have a show.
Oh. Right. Oh. Well, then, all right, then.
What?
Fine.
Yeah.
But the rest of us will be there, so you could go to that, or you could go to Salsa's show. What Salsa's show? What are you doing?
Salsa's show is Planet Fest, put together by Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe.
Oh, shit.
It's a weird one. This is the closest to not comedy that I've ever done. Even though there's still comedy elements in it. But I guess the best way to describe it would be comedy horror. And there are 6 1 acts, each pair directed by a different person. So there's 3 directors. Each director does 2 of the 1 acts and with the same cast for that director.
Mm-hmm.
So like Matt Alex is directing the 2 that I'm in, and it's the same people in both of those.
Sure.
And so there's 6-1 acts, and they are all very different, but they have the same thread. Like, there's an element, and I don't want to give too much away, but there's an element that keeps showing up in all of the different plays, even though every play is, like, one of them I'm in is an old-timey radio show that takes place in the recording booth.
I wonder how you got cast.
I know, right?
Okay.
And the other one is like this psychology testing facility. Like okay. people sure. come in and do testing, you know, trials and things like that for pay. Mm. Like that is the two settings here, and they're completely different time periods and different everything. But there's an element in both of them that exists and is important. Okay. And it's going to be really interesting. That is going to be the 16th and 17th. I believe that's an 8 p.m. show at the Phoenix.
Okay.
So you should probably check that out. That is the 16th.
So go to that on the 16th, yep. And then the 17th, go to Keegan's.
Absolutely.
Oh, good all right. idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom St., the talented mm-hmm. Tom St.
Is in the show that I'm
actor
in.
And they're in it too? Writer, yeah.
Cool.
They will also be in that.
Yep. They're in my pair.
Mm. Awesome.
So, you get to work with them. Oh, you're so lucky.
I get to work with some cool people, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I get to work with Tom.
Like us.
I get to work. Lauren Haven's in that, in line. Molly Glover.
Nice. Is,
and a couple people who I just met, and I don't remember their names, and I'm terrible with names. Because I was learning lines and not names, and also because we were
you're
doing...
You're a bad person.
Also because I'm learning their names and their characters' right. names, and in the radio play, they've each got, like, three characters, so we were confused as to who the fuck was going. It was...
Right.
Yeah. But I'm... They're talented people.
Yay, talented awesome. People.
Yeah, go see it.
Sweet.
Swank.
And then, just a reminder... we are 4.5 to 5 weeks out from Die Laughing. We do have on the website, we currently have applications. We are, as far as I can tell, and I better be the person to tell because it's my job, we are full up on performers. Mm. If you're still hoping that maybe you can get in last minute, you can still fill out the form and I will add you to the wait list.
Vengeance.
Yes.
How delightful.
I've been waitlisted for 9 years. Now it's your turn. No. And I know what it's like to be waitlisted, so I appreciate you. But yeah, I'll also say, get your application in earlier next year. Like, it's not entirely first come, first serve, because there are certain spots that we have to hold open for certain things. But the sooner you get it in, the more likely I'll be able to book you. That's just straight up how it works. so yeah. So we have the wait list. We also do have the volunteer form is open, and we are accepting volunteers for, box office, for hospitality check-in, for GoFrain, for some kind of, stagehand kind of thing. I don't know, like moving shit onto a stage.
Fantastic way to help us.
Mm-hmm. If you have any experience in theater tech, running lights or sound, we like that, too. So, yeah, there are plenty of opportunities. Go check out the volunteer form. If you can only give a couple hours, we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
so, yeah, and we should have the schedule up shortly, so you can go check out a whole bunch of stuff on that in a few days. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Die laughing. I mean, I had a little bit of a breakdown yesterday, but I don't think it was actually Die Laughing related. I think it was everything else, and then Die Laughing was also just there. Like, hey, buddy. Hey,
just
buddy.
Looming.
Hey, buddy. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, Jenna. Hey, 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 Jenna. Hey. 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 Hey, Jenna. Hey.
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 Hey. Hey. Hey, Jenna.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah. We did that.
I ain't got shit.
Cool. With that, awesome. We will go ahead and let you get on with your day or evening or whatever time of day you are listening to this. That's completely up to you. We can't dictate that. But we can tell you to eat the cake, fucking cake.
I love you. Bye.
This is me testing my microphone. Testy, 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 testy.
Detest? Testing. Booyah Bays based jokes. Booyah Bays based jokes.